Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught that we are always to obey God rather than men. Let's continue with that thought today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Understand that in this love relationship, it's not just one-sided. He expects you to love him as well. Don't be ashamed to name that beautiful name, blessed name. Oh, how sweet. It's the hope of earth and joy of heaven. Jesus. Precious Jesus. The sweetest name I know, the sweetest name on mortal tongue, the sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says it this way, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful." I like that because it means full of wonder. Just the fact that he would save me is a wonder in itself. Wonderful Counselor. Isn't it interesting? People are paying hundreds of dollars for counselors. And here we have a counselor that we can come to freely. And the counsel's written in his word. All we have to do is heed it. And we'll have his strength, we'll have his help, we'll have his power. But he's not only wonderful and counselor, he's the mighty God. Is there anything too hard for God? Oh, no. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. No one will love you like this Father. And he's the Prince of Peace. No matter what the circumstances are in the world, our peace will not be based on circumstances. It'll be based on his presence. So again, Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Oh, is he your God? Is he your Prince of Peace? I hope that he is. If government tells you you cannot pray in that name, then my friend, you obey God rather than man. In Acts chapter 5, verse 28-29, we actually have an example of that. The Pharisees and their council are saying to John and Peter's are there in front of them, "Did not we strictly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Then Peter and the other apostles. So this just wasn't Peter only. This was he and the other apostles. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." When God gives you a command, it's in his word. And they were told, "Go ye and teach all nations, beginning in Jerusalem." That's what they did. That's where they got in trouble first, was right there in Jerusalem. But when man says, "No longer preach in that name," and God says, "Do it," you do what God says. Now, I don't know the spiritual life of a person. Evidently, he's a good man, but there's the baker out in Colorado that has suffered because he would not make a cake for a sodomite wedding, nor for this transgender thing. So I think that, praise God for him saying, "I'm doing this because of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." And people will be criticizing that, and they'll say, well, government says you have to. Well, when God says one thing and government says the other, just like when a preacher says one thing and God says the other, that preacher, that government is always wrong. And Jesus is always right. His word is always right when there's a disagreement between the two. Always you can trust God. Now, verse 3 then, again, we're right here by way of review. It shows the situation defined on the opposite side. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Well, that knocks ecumenicalism right in the mouth, does it not? I mean, ecumenicalism says, hey, we're all the same. You know, we all have the same God. We all have the same this. We worship the same God as the Muslims and the Hindus and everybody. No, we don't. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof we have heard that it should come, and even now, already, is it in the world. So regardless of who says it, anytime you hear someone say, there are many roads to heaven, I don't care if he went to the best universities and colleges in America or across the pond, whatever. When they say something that ridiculous, that there are many roads to heaven, then you know that person is on their way to hell. And they are greatly deceived. Although they claim to be a Christian. Now, we've had a few of our presidents here in the past 20 to 30 years that have said, well, there are many roads to heaven. If they really believe that, even though they claim to be Christians, because that's the one they chose. No. No. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, that may sound hard to the rest of the world, that only those that come through Christ are going to heaven. And if they don't go through him, they're going to a lake of fire where they'll burn forever and ever. They'll never cease to exist. They'll never escape, tormented day and night forever and ever. And have you heard the ignorant, the ridiculous, and should I say stupidly conceived doctrine of men who say, well, I don't believe that hell is a literal place of fire and all this torment those preachers talked about. It's just being separated from God because the word death means separation. That means God will never hear you pray and will never talk to you. My friend, that's not a threat to anybody because there are people that live this entire life and they could be offered to come to Christ and they refuse it. They don't talk to God. They rarely talk to God that are Christians today. So these people without Christ, they don't talk to God. So why all of a sudden is that a terrible thing in eternity when it's not now? Acts 4:12 says there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. There's only one way, and that is through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in the same book by which we are judged before God. When we stand before him, and we have this book so freely before us today, and you tried some other way, then understand. Your destiny, your eternal destiny is the lake of fire unless you repent and believe the gospel and that Jesus is the only way. See, a lot of people believe, well, yeah, I will ask Jesus to save me, but really, I don't think I'm that bad a sinner. Some think that he'll weigh their good against their bad and they'll be all right. No, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And come to Jesus Christ, you've got to admit I'm a sinner and I deserve to go to hell. If you're not willing to admit that, I can tell you on the authority of God's word that hell is your destiny. God, who created the heaven and earth, breathed out this book and has preserved it over all these hundreds to thousands of years. And if he could do that, who are you to tell God that he's wrong? So God has done that. And he even said in John 12:48 that it would be by this book that we are judged. So understand that the philosophy, many roads to heaven, do the best you can. I've been confirmed. I got baptized. I joined a church. I did these good works. That philosophy is antichrist, and it deceives you the most. You ever hear a person say, "That was a good sermon, but..." And they don't like something that came from the Word of God, that "but." The deceptive flesh will attack the truth of God. Understand that man in the pulpit, if he's preaching the word, he's only a messenger. He's delivering you God's message. You ever read the book of Malachi? The word Malachi means messenger. You know, that was his name. He was a sent messenger. A sent messenger of God, sent with God's message. Boy, I tell you, it talks in there. The last word of the Old Testament is in the book of Malachi. The very last word is curse. A curse. Okay? And so, he didn't water it down. If you read the book of Malachi, you'll find that things weren't watered down. I mean, he attacked divorce. He attacked not giving your best to the master. I mean, he attacked big time. Because those were God's words that he's writing. It wasn't Malachi. Instead of Malachi, it was the Holy Spirit of God speaking through him. And so understand that that's what the devil does. He tries to attack the truth of God. And he tries to attack by appealing to your flesh, just like he did with Eve in the garden, like he tried to do with Jesus in the wilderness. So now that we've seen the strategy determined by God, that is, let's go on to verse 4, because this is really where we were going to start. I just thought it was important to have that review to get context. Now, in verse 4, it says, "We are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Now, when you are of God, that is, when you are saved, you are his child. That's why we read in John chapter 1 and verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Let me go on and read the next verse. "Which were born, not of blood," you're not born a Christian because your family was Christian, "not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh." Well, I just so willed myself to be a Christian. I just so willed myself to be this, or I just so willed that or this. No. You didn't get saved by your strong will. And he goes on to say, "nor by the will of man." Okay. Man didn't say, "Well, this is the way of salvation. This is the way I'm devising, so this way it's going to be."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.